With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas Keneally is a world-class writer from Australia whose novel of the Holocaust, Schindler's List, won the prestigious Booker Prize. His most recent novel is To Asmara and focuses on a little-known war in a little-known region, Eritrea.
Which is in that, in East Africa, in that rhinoceros horn part of Africa, just south of the Red Sea.
For many years, Eritrea was an Italian colony, then British, and finally in the 1950s was shackled to neighboring Ethiopia.
The Eritreans would have accepted Ethiopian control if it hadn't been so heavy-handed.
Thomas Keneally says Ethiopia's Haile Selassie refused to honor guarantees preserving some Eritrean autonomy.
The emperor, who is unjustly admired in the West, proscribed the Eritrean languages, abolished the flag, abolished the Eritrean parliament.
When the Selassie government fell, a Marxist military committee called the Derg took charge, and that gave the Eritreans some hope.
The Derg, led by this man who's still in power, Mengistu, devoted themselves to extinguishing the Eritreans even more passionately.
Backed by the Soviets, the East Germans, and 10,000 Cuban soldiers. But the Eritrean resistance continues. Thomas Keneally went on two difficult journeys to cover the war in Eritrea. The result is the spellbinding story of four Westerners who are caught up in the revolution. To Asmara, published by Warner Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Australian novelist Thomas Keneally set out to write a morality tale in the mode of Graham Greene when he went to see firsthand the revolution by the province of Eritrea on Ethiopia's Horn of Africa. Keneally says he had seen many photographs of people in Ethiopia who looked like skeletons, alleged drought victims.
There were a number of dissenting voices in the West that said, no, they're not victims of drought. Drought was the catalyst. But politics was the cause.
Keneally, with the help of the Eritrean Relief Association, got to the war zone by a complicated route.
From Khartoum to Port Sudan and then into the mountains by truck at night because of the bombing by daytime.
In 1988, more than 60,000 young Ethiopians were killed in battles as massive as those in World War II, and yet little is known about that bloody war. Keneally traveled by night, during which people would rise out of holes in the ground and approach with automatic rifles. He slept underground in the day, and during artillery barrages, felt weirdly secure. He saw many amputees among the Eritreans.
The more ground they capture, the more they encountered mined ground. Nomad kids who look after goats wander into the minefields and lose legs and arms.
Keneally lost much weight.
We ate occasional goat meat, which is the greatest luxury, and lentils.
Thomas Keneally emerged safely to write To Asmara, the story of a group of Westerners who accompany a young French girl in her search for her photographer father in the mountains of war-torn Eritrea. Published by Warner Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his novel, To Asmara, Thomas Keneally, a top-flight author from Australia, writes of four Westerners who are engulfed in a bloody revolution by the Ethiopian province of Eritrea. But the book is also about the oppression of African women and the routine sexual mutilation of young girls.
Virtually the entire sensitive tissue of a woman's sexual organs are cut out in childhood.
So they remove the clitoris.
The clitoris and a great part of the labia. The more traditional the people, the more they cut. And then they sew the wound up.
One of the characters in Keneally's novel calls the practice an undeclared war waged on girl children, for many of them die from hemorrhages or infection, and all die prematurely. Thomas Keneally says the purpose of the mutilation is to prevent sexual arousal and to ensure virginity until it is time for the women to take husbands.
The wound is then reopened at marriage.
The practice has been going on in Africa for thousands of years.
It was probably the first thing that Adam did to Eve after the fall, because he was terrified by her heroic sensuality.
But since the revolution, things are changing.
The Eritrean revolution has made inroads into this practice, and that there are whole regions where the incidence of this practice is either very low or non-existent.
Thomas Keneally, whose novel of the Eritrean Revolution, To Asmara, gives us much to think about. Published by Warner Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Outside of the Ethiopian government, the primary villain in Thomas Keneally's novel about the African province of Eritrea to Asmara is an American aid worker named Henry. Keneally says that Henry, like some real-life aid workers, is cynical about Africa's prospects.
Henry, as he enters Eritrea, which is a remarkable demonstration of what Africans can do, brings that cynicism with him and fights against any easy acceptance of the Eritreans having a chance of a future.
The hero of the book is an Australian journalist named Darcy. He travels with a small group of Westerners who see for themselves the effort of the Eritreans to free themselves from Ethiopia. Thomas Keneally says the revolution has resulted in the liberation of the women who were oppressed for centuries.
If you win the women, then you've won everything. Everything else follows. The men and children follow.
Instead of sexual mutilation and illiteracy, women are being educated and have achieved power on a village level.
You keep on meeting women who have this antique Horn of Africa look about them, who are swathed in gold or emerald or in white and blue, and they tell you that they're the village legal advisor.
Keneally says the Eritreans seem to have turned the tide against the Ethiopians. You can tell by the little luxuries.
Now, the Eritreans have great quantities of Asmara beer.
Thomas Keneally's story of an almost unknown war to Asmara was published by Warner Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Australian novelist and playwright Thomas Keneally went to Africa to gather research about the rebellion by the Ethiopian province of Eritrea, he kept notes by speaking constantly into a tape recorder. Back in Sydney, Keneally's wife typed transcripts of the tapes. When the research was over and it was time to start writing a novel about that bloody civil war, Keneally found he had too much material.
It's not putting everything in, but choosing the salient detail, the detail that lights up the night like a lightning flash.
Thomas Keneally's novel, To Asmara, offers new insights about a conflict that few people outside of Africa know about. The book describes an attack by the Eritrean rebels on an Ethiopian convoy allegedly carrying humanitarian aid.
I thought if you could explain why such an ambush took place, then you could explain a great deal about the politics of food in the Horn of Africa. So that provided me with the focus of the book.
Keneally, whose heart is with the rebels, says the Eritreans thought the aid convoy was also carrying armaments. Thomas Keneally lives in a house on the beach, but he works in a room with no view.
Paradise is not a good place to write. You do need a certain amount of disencouraging squalor.
In fact, much of To Asmara was written in New York City, where Keneally says he was able to get more work done than he could in Australia with its subtropical waves and the girls walking nude on the beach.
I think that's why all the best novels come out of, up to now, have come out of places that are climatically grim.
Thomas Keneally, a writer of international stature, whose latest novel, To Asmara, was published by Warner Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.